It's a Tottenham-Liverpool preview where we're outnumbered. I've got John Gibbons, but then apart from that, I've got Alex Gourajani, I've got Damo Jones, and I've got Paul Dehaney, who gloriously has brought his own Prosecco in for this.
Still celebrating.
Still very much celebrating. To talk about this from a Tottenham point of view, I'm really excited about this little show. We've been speaking to Paul for years. It's the first time I've talked to Damo about this, and it's the first time I've met Alex. And let's start off with the fact that this is, you know, it's remarkable for Tottenham this season. It shouldn't be phrased that way in a way that's patronising, in that if Tottenham are the third or fourth best team in England, then they're probably the seventh, eighth, ninth best team in Europe. That looks how it works at the minute, Alex. But it's magnificent, and it's unprecedented in the modern era for Tottenham to be in this European final.
In the modern era, yes, and even in this season, if you consider everything that Tottenham have been through in the last 9 months, going back to even, you know, the World Cup, we had the most players in the last four of the World Cup. We then have arguably our most informed player, Son, go to two international tournaments in the middle of the season. We don't buy anyone. We then have our talisman, the guy who scores 20 plus goals every year, the one season wonder Harry Kane, goes injured twice. Our captain gets done for drink driving. You know, you can't kind of add up. If the season had finished with a 2-2 draw at home to Everton and we'd finished fourth, I'd have put my feet up on the beach and been very, very happy, considering everything had happened and the season had gone. But to consider where we are now is just ridiculous. I couldn't fathom it. I've been to four League Cup finals as a Spurs fan. We've won two and lost two. That is the pinnacle of me as a Spurs fan seeing Tottenham in finals. To think that we're in a European Cup final is just, it is ridiculous.
Paul, it's one of the things that's often said when Tottenham come to Anfield afterwards is how much Tottenham supporters, comparatively to everybody else who comes to Anfield, pretty much sing about Tottenham. How much that the last sort of 5 years of Tottenham, I think you can make a really strong argument, has been a lot of Tottenham supporters really enjoying supporting Tottenham Hotspur. That's been the sort of the primary thing, and this is the sort of, it's all in one sense. I mean, I know with the new stadium, etc., you don't want it to feel like the end of something, but it sort of is. I think it may end up being sort of a bit of a line moment where we got this thing, we got this one thing, we got that huge night in Amsterdam, we got the huge win at the Etihad, and now at the end of that, we got all this.
I definitely think it's the culmination of a 5-year plan for Pochettino and for Spurs, and it's actually going to be a crossroads for me, win or lose this final. I think that Pochettino wants to outline, what are we going to be, an elite club, or are we just going to be having a big stadium with a great training ground and, you know, all the trimmings that come with it? You know, are we going to move on, and are we going to compete or be able to compete for the best players? For instance, this summer, if we buy six players, three of them need to be winners and ready to go now. I don't think Pochettino is going to settle for buy cheap, sell high strategy that Daniel Levy has been, you know, kind of forcing him to do in a way for the last 5 years, but he kind of went along with it. But now we've got to where we wanted to be, probably a lot quicker. You know, I wouldn't have even dreamed us being in the Champions League final in my lifetime. I've been supporting Spurs for practically 50 years, and I've seen us win, you know, FA Cups, and I actually saw us win the UEFA Cup, which was great, but it seems like a lifetime away, and I didn't think I'd be seeing anything like this.
Before I was born, I wouldn't say that.
Yeah. But, I think it's a crossroads, win or lose, you know, players, management, everything, this summer.